Metuneter, Volume 1, The Great Oracle of Tahuti in the Egyptian System of Spiritual Cultivation. Chapter 19, The Metutu. Amen. Kemetic, Amen, Nu, Nut. Canaanite, Ain, Soph, El. Kabbalistic, Ain, Soph. Yoruba, Olodumar, Olokun. Underlying principles. Plus, the living of the knowledge of the essential and original unconditioned state of our spirit is a fundamental prerequisite for achieving success in all of our undertakings. The realization of this goal is the ability to maintain the state of deep inner peace that cannot be upset by externals. This condition is called Hetep. Realization of this knowledge is the final goal of life. Minus. Ignorance of the knowledge of our essential state leads to the identification with our conditioned reflexes and behavioral patterns. It is the fundamental cause of all failures and evil in the world. Keynotes. Plus, knowledge of our essence, an essence of a thing or undertaking, minus ignorance of the knowledge of our essence. Spiritual counsel. When you receive an Amen reading, you are being reminded to renew your experience of the essence of your being. You are in danger of identifying with the conditioned state of your person, thus limiting your potential to achieve. Understanding the information regarding the knowledge of self is not enough. You must still your thoughts and thus enable the focus of your consciousness to return to its source to drink of the Sa En Ankh, which is the essence of life. Your problems may have been contributed to by a lack of sleep. Most Westerners, as a result of their artificial priorities, suffer from a chronic lack of sleep, which is one of the main causes of illness and spiritual stagnation. Nut, which is the female counterpart of Amen, is the source of Ra, the life force. Our storehouse of Ra, prenatal chi, is replenished every night during the non-REM periods of sleep, as well as those certain sophisticated yogic practices. Incidentally, the fact that sleep is a process of returning to the focus of consciousness way beyond the physical plane of the subjective realm, in order to renew our storehouse of life force, Western scientists, materialists as they are unable to discover to this day the purpose of sleeping. Get your 8 hours daily, a night. Ausar, Kemetic, Ausar, Tem, Canaanite, Metatron, Kabbalistic, Kether, Yoruba, Obatala, Indus Kush, Tara, Sphere, Planet, Day. So sphere is the first sphere, planet, none, day, all. Color, white, number, 10, gems, none. Time of year, side reel, full moon in Aquarius. Esoteric herbalism, baths, basil, tuberose, white roses, cotton leaves, marjoram, sage, fennel, Otis, which is a flower, oils, basil, lotus, tuberose, fennel, sage, marjoram, incense, myrrh, and southernwood. Hekau, mantras, words of power, spiritual, ung, planetary, none. Spiritual direction, none. Personality portfolio, emotional traits, beyond the influence of emotions, mental traits, the origin of all wisdom, social correspondences, God, men on earth and in the inner planes. Careers, functions, retired from the tumult, and illusions of the world, sages, places and events, the Sekhet Aru, A-A-R-U, biological correspondences, physiological, none, pathology, none, comedic therapeutics, the healing power of Hetep, Chinese medicine, Shen, strengthening herbs, spiritual keynotes, underlying principles, plus perseverance in the identification with the indwelling intelligence in thought, speech, and action is the substance of self-knowledge, which is essential for the individual's achievement of unity in her personal and social life. Health and prosperity are achieved thereby. Keynotes, self-knowledge and the living of it or the absence of it, unity, disunion, the highest principle, governing an event. Spiritual counsel. When you receive an Ausar reading, you are being reminded to renew your experience of your true self. You are in danger of identifying with the conditioned state of your person, thus limiting your potential to unify yourself with the world. The book knowledge regarding the knowledge of self is not enough. You must still your thoughts and thus achieve or renew the experience of yourself as the consciousness that is conscious of being conscious. This will shift the balance point of your being to Eru and allow you to be in the world but not of it. This equilibrium is the major prerequisite for the manifestation of wise institutions of spiritual power. You are also reminded that the social unity is the source of the greatest power and good in mankind. Thus, unity does not come about through the coming together of people. It results from the resolution of their differences into complementary and supplementary relationships. Tahuti, Kemetic, Tahuti, Canaanite, Ratsi, El, Kabbalistic, Chokma, Yoruba, Ifa, Ormila, Indus Kush, Namasta, Sphere, second, planet Jupiter, day Thursday, color blue and white, number 8, gems, yellow, sapphire, lapis, lazuli, time of year, sidereal, full moon in Sagittarius, esoteric herbalism, baths, thuja, oils, lotus, sweet almond, incense from the oils, hekau, mantras, words of power, spiritual, hung, face spiritual direction, planetary, ang, grang, gringe, grong, face, mundane direction. Use the planetary heka for most mundane undertakings. Spiritual direction, southeast. This is the direction to face when you are performing your meditations and rituals for spiritual guidance. Mundane direction, west. This is the direction to face when you are performing your meditations and rituals for mundane goals. Biological correspondences. Physiologically, see Ma'at. Pathology, see Ma'at. Kemetic therapeutics, healing through the powers of Hekau, see also Ma'at. Chinese meditation or medicine, see Ma'at. Personality traits, see Ma'at. Mental functions, stilled. Social correspondences, sage prophets in through the principles of relativity to judges, very experienced lawyers, theoretical scientists, theoreticians, theologians, bankers, merchants, upper echelon, priests and priestess, fortune hunters, officials, experts in a particular field, teachers at the highest levels. Spiritual keynotes, underlying principles, plus guidance from the sage or an expert in the field, inquired about or oracles in or intuition acquired through yana yoga, is the source of good judgment and directions that one can place one's faith in, minus mistakings, education, and information for knowledge will, more often than not, lead to bad judgments, false sense of knowledge, unfounded optimism. Keynotes, plus faith, good judgment, intuition, optimism, minus doubts, lack of faith, bad judgments, unfounded optimism. Spiritual counsel, when you receive a Tahuti reading, you must stop on your forward movement to achieve your goal and meditate on the basis of your decision to undertake the present actions or project. The meditation that is required at this level is based on the ability to still our thinking process, which latter is always based on the manipulation of symbols standing in for the actual reality. We must get them out of the way in order to see directly into reality. Implicit in the fact that you are in danger of undertaking an action that will create a problem somewhere while solving a specific problem or achieving a specific goal elsewhere. As most people are unable to still their thought processes, they are counseled to go see a master on the subject. By a master is meant an individual who is able to intuit the knowledge that transcends the commonly known body of information that is available on a particular subject, or the ability to intuitively apply principles to specific situations in the absence of guiding formulas. In regards to life itself, such masters are the sages. If there are no sages in your life, then you must rely on the use of oracles until you achieve the ability to arrive at answers to problems without going through the sequential thought activity of the lower syslogic Cartesian logical faculty. On another level, the oracle might be advising you that the attainment of your goal depends primarily on the successful evocation of the powers represented by the Hekau. Seker, Kamenite, Seker, I'm sorry, Kemetic, Seker, Ptah, Aumit, Kefir, Canaanite, Zapfiki, El, Ama, Ima, Kabbalistic, Bana, Yoruba, Babalu, Aye, Indus, Kush, Kali, Sphere, Third, Planet, Saturn, Day, Saturday. Color, Indigo, Black, Number 13, Gems and Metals, Blue, Sapphire, Onyx, Lead. Time of Year, Sidereal, Full Moon in Capricorn, Aquarius. Esoteric Herbalism, Baths, Artemisia, Vulgaris, Jerusalem, tea, bitter, broom, oils, mirth, cypress, incense, mirth, cypress, southernwood, leaves, hekau, mantras or words of power, spiritual, kring, planetary, aung, prang, pring, prong, chant at midnight, spiritual direction, east, mundane direction, southwest. Personality portfolio, through its action on the Kahabit, the animal spirit, the frigid and dry energy of Saturn has the following effects on the personality, sphere 9. Emotional traits, plus stable, sober, steadfast, reserved in speech, thrifty, studious, austere, steadfast in friendship, reliable, appreciative of structure and limitations, patient, hardworking, minus misanthropic, taciturn, morose, depressed, covetous, jealous, mistrustful, suspicious, liar, malicious, miscontent, timorous, misery, unappreciative of structure and limitations, acquisitive, unsympathetic, stubborn, inhibited, phobious, mistrustful, unadaptive, separative, envious, avaricious, stingy, mental traits plus suppression of thought, process thought, deep concentration, resulting from perfection in the MENAB meditation system, leading to the ability to A, awaken and direct the units of spiritual power, and B, enter in attunement with the spiritual forces that are in charge of the orderly unfoldment of events in the world, hence good powers of planning, organization, hence appreciative of structure and limitations, minus lack of concentration, hence poor planning of absence of plans, unappreciative of structure and limitations. Social correspondences, careers, functions, elderly persons, property, owners, farmers, miners, subway workers, funerary industry, priests and priestess skilled in the use of words of power. Spiritual portfolio, impositions of the divine law from within, destiny, success in life, organization, structure, cycles, hierarchy, phases, limitations, delays, obstructions. Spiritual functions, no two things can occupy the same place at the same time. Divine law and order, therefore, guarantee all things in their day in the sun. The coming into being and the unfolding of the events in the life of controlled by spiritual forces for the sake of maintaining order in the world. The spiritual forces maintain order in the world by organizing all things and their parts into hierarchy of place and time. Regarding life events, we therefore do not make up the plans that we will follow, but seek to intuit the spiritual structure, controlling the events of our lives as ordained by the spirits. Incidentally, these structures or patterns that are woven into the energy matter substratum are analogous to the patterns that are formed when sound vibrations are deployed over the surface of water, etc. They have been reproduced in many cultures and are known as Vesa's yantras, etc. Or Vivi's yantras, etc. People with well-developed ability to concentrate, which enables them to intuit the spiritual structures underlying events, are said to be good planners. They also have the capacity to accept and appreciate the limitations that our structures imposed on their thoughts, emotions, and actions. As these structures guarantee each thing at its time and place for manifesting and maintaining order, these people are successful in their lives. Those who lack the ability or inclination to concentrate deeply enough to intuit the underlying structures of things either fail to plan, or lack the capacity to accept and appreciate structures and limitations. Thus, they run into what they interpret as obstructions, delays, etc., and lacking help from other spiritual quarters, end up with miserly existence as they live like trains trying to run without staying on the tracks. Special correlates, Seker Ma'at. In the process of spiritual development, we must first master the doctrine of the law as taught in the Ma'at stage, which precedes that of Seker. Ma'at is the communication of the divine law to the mind of man, while Seker is the demand to live in it. Success in living the law of Ma'at depends on the MENAB work of the Heru stage. See Eru, Seker Eru. The ability to concentrate depends on the proficiency in MENAB, the meditation discipline of the Eru stage, and initiation, the taking of MENAB into heights involves the ability to totally ignore all instinctive emotional and sensual impulses. Hence, we are as one who is dead. This is the basis of Seker, appellation of God of the dead. Seker Het Eru. We have seen in past chapters that the third sphere, Seker, is complement of the seventh. Het Eru are the complete antithesis of each other. where Secker is fully introverted, uncaring of sensual pleasures, steady, etc. Het Eru is extroverted, dependent on sensual pleasures, unsteady, etc. Yet the arousal of the life force that is needed to visualize the will to allow it to succeed in its appellation of Men-Ab depends on the Het Eru indulgence of sexual and pleasurable activities. The development of the capacity to concentrate to carry out the functions of Secker is therefore strengthened by moderation in pleasure and weakened by both the excess or suppression of sensual indulgence. Secker, Jeb's importance to Secker also revolves around the relationship between the life force and concentration. Here, attention to the health in order to nourish the life force keeps its channels open and its forces in harmony with each other. Key phrases: attention to cycles, promotes success, perseverance in, steadfastness, stubbornness, patience, methodological attention to tedious details, delays, denials, obstructions, sobriety, pessimism, caution, inhibitions, scruples, resistant, good organization and planning, abiding by the constitution, bylaws, plan, slow at arriving at a conclusion by being thoughtful, stop and ponder, meditate. Biological correspondences. Physiologically, the frigid and dry energy of Saturn is the basis of this crystallization functions that govern the formation of our bony system. It is also the seat of the catabolic processes that govern aging, thus limiting the lifespan of life forms. Pathology, where the vitality, solar force, and immunity, martial force, are weak, the spiritual or saturnal energy generates disorders characterized by the abnormal dispositions of crystallized material in various parts of the body, thus causing gout, gallstones, rheumatoid arthritis. It is also the cause of all chronic and deep-seated disorders, paralysis, sclerosis, blood impurities, comedic therapeutics, healing through Heku, refrigerant, hypnotic, styptic, astringent, antipyretic, Chinese medicine, spleen, meridian, cold disease patterns, minus using warming herbs, dryness patterns, nourish blood and yin, phlegm disease patterns. Here ends the reading on page 275 of chapter 19, the Metutu. Metu Neter, Volume 1, The Great Oracle of Tehuti and the Egyptian System of Spiritual Cultivation. Beginning on page 275 at the bottom, beginning in section Spiritual Counsel. When you receive a Heker reading, you must stop your forward movement to achieve your goal and meditate on your objective in order to intuit the structure governing your undertaking, and thus come up with the viable plan. On the level of Secker, the meditation process depends on the ability to still all thought processes in order to sense the underlying structure of your undertaking. Although most people will not be able to attain this level of meditation, they should at least try to slow down the thought process in order to fully concentrate on intuiting the plan, drawing from past experiences. All things considered, elders, 56 and up, will be most successful as their greater experiences and lower metabolic rate will provide them with a greater abundance of food, of thought, and patience. It will be advantageous for young people who receive this reading to seek the advice of capable elders. On another level, the oracle may be advising you to remember that pleasure is not in the things that are enjoyed, but is in the manifestation of the spirit of the enjoyer. Thus, for the duration of the undertaking inquired about, you must withdraw your pleasure from earthly and or personal things and place it in universal and spiritual things. This is a requirement for manifesting the powers of Ra, which have their matrices in Sekert, Ma'at, Kemetic, Ma'at, Sheshat, Canaanite, Zadiki, El, Kabbalistic, Jegula, Chest, Yoruba, Ahi, Chagulia, Indus, Kush, Lakishmi, Sphere 4, Planet Jupiter, Day Thursday, Color, Sky Blue for Spiritual Heka, Yellow for the Planetary Heka. Number 2, Gems and Metal, Yellow, Sapphire, Lapis, Lazuli, Tin. Time of Year, Side Reel, Full Moon in Pisces. Esoteric Herbalism, Baths, Thuja, Anise, Honeysuckle, Oils and Anise, Oak Moss, Incense, Aloes, Anise, Hekau, Mantras, Words of Power, Spiritual, Shring, Planetary, Aung, Grang, Gring, Grong, Spiritual Direction, Southeast, Mundane Direction, West, Personality Profile, Portfolio. Through its action on the Kahabit, the animal spirit, the hot and moist energy of Jupiter has the following effects on the personality, Sphere 9. Emotional traits, plus just, equilibrated, holistic, generous, sharing, optimistic, liberal, magnanimous, magnanimous, moral sense, striving for advancement in wealth and positive manner, religious, successful, fortunate, law abiding, fair, charitable, deferring to elders, no trafficking with evil, grateful, prudent, minus greedy, i.e. negativity, expansive, pleasure-seeking, boastful, extravagant, unlawful, materialistic, wasteful, unsocial, unsuccessful, unfortunate, hypocritical regarding religion and the law, false religious, legal, and scientific tenets. Mental traits. Synthesis, gaining insight into things by unifying them through the use of abstract analogies, hence well fitted for philosophical and theoretical scientific religious pursuits. Social correspondences, careers, functions, judges, very experienced lawyers, theoretical scientists, theoreticians, theologians, bishops, cardinal, bankers, merchants, upper echelon, priests and priestess, fortune hunters, officials, managers. Spiritual portfolio, doctrine of divine law and order, optimism, faith, love, abundance, success in all individual undertaking, spiritual advancement. Spiritual functions, she walks with papyrus scepter. See Appendix A for associated meditation. She achieves abundance. Ma'at's papyrus scepter fuses divine law with the abundance that follows from living it. Its color, green, symbolizes abundance and fruitfulness, while the papyrus, which was used for writing, symbols the book of law. She realizes that even her enemies are integral parts of the whole and thus works and shares with them. Sashat rises her consciousness to the hall of Metuneter and realizes the ultimate unity of all things. There are no irreconcilable opposites of the world. This is the source of the undaunted optimism, faith, and inner joy which reveal themselves in a peaceful, genuine smile and relaxed state of being, even in the midst of setbacks and the greatest of external difficulties. Ma'at.
is the food and drink of Ra. She nourishes her life force, Ra, with the divine law and gives endlessly her love. There is no end to her worldly fortune as her giving is unanswered from the depths of Nut. Perseverance in adhering to a belief system based on the cosmological arrangement of synthesis of divine laws, such as achieved through the Tree of Life, leads to success in all undertakings as the view of the unity that is concealed in the midst of the multiplicities that life presents to us is never lost. A collection of wise sayings, the divine laws, however true, cannot save us if they are not arranged into an integral system of guiding us in our day-to-day existence. We have seen how the abstract analogies presented in this book, especially the symbols of the Tree of Life, serve to unify specifics across general categories. Unless the elements making up our belief system, whether secular or religious, are unified in this manner, they become enslaving agents of dogma instead of vehicles of salvation. Spiritual or special correlates. Ma'at Amen. Amen is the major source of the optimism, sharing, and lawfulness of Ma'at. The source of all things is infinite and is held by all common, as we all originate from and have our being in Amen. There are no personal possessions. Nothing can be lost in sharing, and what is not returned by another will come from the depths of the infinite. Ma'at Ausar, love, which is sharing, which is giving, seeking nothing in return, not asking if you deserve, but the fulfilling of the genuine need. It is the day-to-day expression of the unity of being represented by Ausar, and is the synthesis of all divine laws. Ma'at Tahuti. Ma'at is the written law that depends on the intuitions of the sage Tahuti. Ma'at Seker. While Ma'at corresponds to the communication of the divine law to man's mind, Seker is the imposition of the law from within, i.e., while we may choose to follow Ma'at, Seker forces us to follow the law. Ma'at Hekeruti. Without the conception of the means to enforce the law, there can be no conception of the law. See Heru. Note that while Seker forces you to follow the law, Hekeruti punishes you for breaking it. Ma'at Eru. As there is no compulsion to observe the law at the Ma'at stage, as is otherwise with Seker, the ability to live the law depends on the men-eb work of the Heru stage. Ma'at Sebek, the fourth sphere, Ma'at is complementary to the eighth Sebek, while Ma'at corresponds to the perception of the abstract analogies that tie events and things sharing the same qualities, although they belong to the separate families and species. Sebek is the perception of the concrete definitions, names, etc., that distinguish species and parts of concrete wholes from one another. Thus, while the unifying function of Ma'at makes for social harmony, success, and prosperity, the segregative function of the Sebek is the chief source of social disharmony and difficulties. Biological correspondences. Physiological, like Venus, Jupiter is responsible for the conservation, preservation, and expansion of the life force and spiritual power. It is the establisher of physiological equilibrium and fruitfulness. Hence, it is the fortuna major, major fortune, and greater healing force of the body. It is, its action is centered in the liver, where it is in charge of the production and storage of blood sugar, breakdown of protein waste into urea, etc., and the creation of regulation of sex hormones. It is also it also exerts a major influence on the arterial circulation and arterial blood itself. Pathology, accumulation of proteid and other waste in the blood, liver derangements, septic plethora or localized swelling, accumulation of adipose tissue, adipose sarcoma, sarcoma sarcoidosis, and solenoid cancer of the mammary pancreatic glands, vascular congestion leading to hemorrhages, apoplexy, epixitis, etc., fatty degeneration, sugar in blood, illnesses from pleasurable excesses, comedic therapeutics, joy, analeptic, alternative nurturing, supermatogenic, emollient, fattening, equilibrating, anabolic, promoter, steroids, etc. Chinese medicine, liver gallbladder system, damp disease patterns. Use herbs that clear heat and disperse dampness. Spiritual counsel. When you receive a Ma'at reading, you are being counseled to stop on your forward movement to achieve your goal and to meditate on the abstract principles that will enable you to acquire a broad view of the subject at hand. Since the material from which you must draw upon can only be acquired through many years of study and experience, middle-aged individuals 35 to 56 will be most successful. Although elders are most likely to possess such experiences, their metabolism, which is already on the downswing, may keep them from achieving the great success that Ma'at hot and moist energy forecasts. Harakuti. Kemetic Harakuti, Canaanite, Kama El, Kabbalistic, Gebera, Yoruba, Ogun, Indus Kush, Bagala, Mahuki. Sphere 5, planet Mars, day Tuesday, color blood red, purple, number 11, gems, red coral, garnet, time of year, sidereal, full moon in Aries and Scorpio, esoteric herbalism, baths, rompe, sagare, holy, anamo, pine, vencedor, oil, pine, cedarwood, incense, pine, tobacco, cedarwood, hekau, words of power, mantras, words of power, spiritual, hearing, planetary, aung, krang, kring, crown, spiritual direction, north, mundane direction, southeast, personality profile, through its action on cohabit, the animal spirit, and hot and dry energy of Mars has the following effects on the personality, sphere 9. Emotional traits, plus courage, manifestation as lack of fear of bodily harm, energetic, prudent, magnanimous, forceful, enterprising, constructive, muscularly skillful, zealous, passionate, delighted, and motivated by situations involving challenges or hard and dangerous but relatively short work. Negative, quarrelsome, antagonistic, pugnacious, arrogant, impetuous, rash, choleric, destructive, violent, forceful, excessive, irritable, overzealous, and excessively passionate, inclined to tobacco, alcohol, murder, treason, cruelty, etc. Mental traits, analysis, gaining insight into things by separating them on their path, parts through abstract analogies, social correspondences, careers, functions, soldiers, fighters, warriors, executioners, butchers, slaughterers, hunters, people employed in dangerous undertakings, firemen, athletes, mechanics, surgeons, analytical theoreticians, criminal lawyers, prosecutors, policemen, shrewd and driven business executives, spiritual portfolio, justice, detachment, courage, external obstructions, spiritual functions. Let's remember that underlying actions and the urge to succeed, which depends on the following divine law, Ma'at, are protection from all external obstructions in the domain of Hekaruti, but all such obstructions are the external projections of the obstructed condition of our life force caused by our breaking of the laws of Ma'at in our dwellings or dealings with others. By cutting our identity off from our person and placing it firmly in ourself, the indwelling intelligence, we find the strength to be just with others in all situations. Thus we receive protection from the Supreme Being. It also gives us the courage to sacrifice our lives for the well-being of others. The failure to detach our identity from our persons comprises our sense of justice and our ability to grow spiritually. Special correlates. Hekaruti Tehuti, the destructive side of using force is avoided by making sure that it is guided by wisdom. Hekaruti Ma'at, penalties cannot be justly carried out in the law if the law is not clear and fair. Hekaruti Heru, penalties cannot be effectively carried out or justly applied, even if the law is just, when the will is ineffective due to lack of vitality or lack of meneb. Hekaruti Heteru, the fifth sphere Hekaruti and the seventh Hekaru are complements. The zeal to drive to achieve of the former combined with the creative imagination and joy of the latter work together for the achievement of the fortuna menor. Such successes, unfortunately, are the accomplishments that conceal future traps and problems if we proceed at the expense of our spiritual development. We avail ourselves to this means of achievement when it is prescribed by the oracle. Beware of the books that prescribe it as the chief way to success. Hekaruti Sebek. This is the configuration of Sebek, the arch minister of evil. It is the combination of the warm, ongoing, imperialist, cruel, heartless personality traits with deception, scheming, cunning, cleverness, etc. Key phrases: by setting to work through hard, energetic effort, through zeal, drive, enterprise, initiative, through rashness, hot-headedness, arrogance, impatience, anger, violence, brutality, etc., being guided by one's sense of power over others or the situation, the urge to move forward, to advance by being just, fair, courageous, by being confident, overconfident. Biological correspondences. Physiologically, it is the charge of the immune system, the voluntary musculature, elimination of toxins through the skin, focused heat production, sexual excitement, pathology, acute disorders, wounds, burns, hemorrhages, blood, skin disorders, ruptures, injuries, accidents, comedic therapeutics, surgery, stimulant, tonic, aphrodisiac, resolvent, causic, rubefacient, vescent, Chinese medicine, triple heater system, heat and fire disease pattern, detoxify and drain fire, and ration yin. Copus detoxifying formula, heart draining formula, great yin supplementation, pills, etc. Summer heat disease pattern. White tiger detoxion. Spiritual counsel. I think we'll stop here before we lead into the next spiritual counsel. Here ends the reading on page 283, chapter 19, the Met Utu.